and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Greetings. Today I'm going to be sharing with you some prophecies. Now these prophecies are in the name of Jesus and revealed to me through the Holy Spirit and confirmed and reconfirmed. These prophecies are not going to be easy to accept. I understand that most of you would not believe anything that I share with you today. I understand that these are very difficult to accept and to believe. I do not ask that you immediately accept and believe everything that I say. But I do ask that you at least please hear me out and at least consider these things in prayer and in fasting and in study of the Scriptures. And the Holy Spirit is capable of confirming His Word, but only if you seek. If you completely dismiss it and do not take it in prayer, do not take it in fasting, then He will not confirm it. But if you really want the truth and love the truth and seek, sincerely seek in prayer and in fasting, then He will confirm if you belong to Him. Now, what I share with you is not things that I want to happen. I do not want these things to happen, but they are things that will happen because that God has revealed them to me and to others around the world. And what He has revealed to me, He can reveal to others, and He can reveal to you. So these are no secret. This is not through my knowledge or any background information or secret information or any knowledge that I have, but only through the Holy Spirit. And may the Father be glorified in Jesus' name by the fulfillment of these prophecies. Now, these prophecies are on the ministry website. If you have the internet, these prophecies are listed on the ministry website at ISawTheLightMinistries.com. If you do not have the internet, then I encourage you to write these things as I share them with you today, to write them down and to take notes, so that even if you do not believe them as I share with them with you today, even if you do not believe, even if you completely reject this and think it's total nonsense, I encourage you to write them down anyway if you don't have the internet. And then as they begin to be fulfilled, then you can go back to your notes of the things I have shared today, going to share today. And these are not in order. This is not in order. And also, I am recording this broadcast on August the 23rd, 2015, to be aired on the radio in Detroit on September the 20th, and in Cincinnati, September 23rd. For the record, on recording, this is being recorded August the 23rd to be broadcast a month later in Detroit, September the 20th, and Cincinnati, September the 23rd, 2015. Again, these things are not in order, and I do not wish any of these things to happen. And they are available for confirmation through the Holy Spirit only if you truly, sincerely seek in prayer and in fasting. All of these things are to the glory of the Father in Jesus' name. And here it goes. Amen. There is going to be prophetic events in the United States of America soon. There will be a day when the water hydraulic electrical dams will fall. It will include the Hoover Dam. The Hoover Dam, which is in the area of Las Vegas, Nevada, on the Arizona and Nevada state line, Las Vegas area, the Hoover Dam will break. It will not be a natural event. It will not be an earthquake. It will be a man-made event. I do not want that to happen, but God has shown me that in a dream and revealed it to many other people around the world. So it has been confirmed by more than just two or three witnesses. On that same day, there will be other dams, hydroelectrical dams, around the nation to also break. It will also include the Grand Coulee Dam in the state of Washington, which is even a larger and much more important dam than even the Hoover Dam. The result of this would be millions of people without water and electricity. Many people will be in darkness, and it will be very long term, not just a few hours. Of course, it will result in war, and America will strike NATO. NATO and America will strike Syria. Now, the war in Syria could occur first. This does not have to be in order. But sooner or later, the dams will fall, and sooner or later, America and NATO will strike Syria. And what I mean by striking Syria is not just striking ISIS, but striking the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, evil be his name. Because Bashar Assad is the son of perdition, the one that people call the Antichrist. The Bible does not call him the Antichrist. The Bible calls him the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, and the son of perdition, and the Assyrian. Though people in our modern time call him, or will be calling him, the Antichrist, the president of Syria. Pope Francis and Pope Benedict both will stand beside him and endorse him as God. He will stand on the Temple Mount claiming to be God, whether you believe this or not. You will remember these words. So America and NATO will strike him before he stands on the Temple Mount, trying to remove him from power. That will be the fulfillment of the destruction of Damascus and of the daily head wound of the son of perdition, the Antichrist. They would not be able to remove him from power. Instead, he would take revenge, and him and his armies and the Russian and Iranian and Syrian armies will all gang up together to attack Israel. And Israel will be invaded. Israel will be invaded. Now, I understand that you have been taught that God's hand of protection is upon Israel. And in one way, it is. God will never allow the nation of Israel to be wiped off the map. Praise God. However, we know in Scripture that time after time after time again, history shows and Scripture shows that when any nation, including Israel, forsakes him, the nation must be punished, including invasion. Israel has been invaded many times in history and in the Bible. Read your Bible. Israel has been invaded many times, and it will happen again. The Bible never promises that we will not suffer judgment or punishment for our sins or for turning our backs on the Lord. God is not a respecter of persons, and he does not treat Israel any different than anybody else. Yes, Israel has promises through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but they are still subject to judgment like anyone else. But Israel would not be the only one judged by invasion, because the Assyrian king, the son of perdition, will invade many nations, including Egypt. Russia and China and Iran is his military muscles. And Russia and China will invade, China will invade Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, and Japan, the Asian nations. Russia will invade the Ukraine, as well as England, Poland, Hungary, Denmark. Europe will be invaded by Russia. Eventually, Russia and China will gang up together on America, and the United States of America will be invaded. People from all across the United States, ever since 2008, have been contacting me by email, through the website, telephone, letters, and other ways of contacting me to let me know about their dreams and their visions of the Russian and Chinese invasion of America. People all over the United States are having these dreams and visions, have been for years. This is not me. This is not my doctrine, my wants, my wishes, my beliefs. God has confirmed it many times over and has been telling many people across the nation for years that this time will come. America will be invaded. Israel is not too great, and America is not too great, and England is not too great to be judged by the hand of God. Any nation and every nation that turns their back on God will be judged. America, why would God bless America? Why would God bless America when America has committed fornication with Islam, homosexuality, the Catholic Church, and all kinds of denominations of man and pagan activities, pagan holidays? So let's just say it the way it is. America must be judged. We need judgment. Because if Jesus was to come back today, no one would go. If Jesus was to come back today, no one would go back to heaven with him. He would have to return back empty-handed. Because the church today is not spotless. The church today is not without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. The church is covered in wrinkles, blemishes, and sores. And God is grieved. And as the righteous and loving Father as he is, he must discipline his children. And judgment comes first in the church of God. And judgment must first come to the church of God. And then not only chastise those that he loves, but purify us through the great tribulation to prepare us for his coming after the great tribulation. I encourage you to examine your traditional doctrines that man has taught you. Get into the scriptures. We are living in the end times, and everything I have shared with you today will be fulfilled, even if you do not believe a word of it. This will all glorify the Father in Jesus' name. God is sending a warning because he wants us to know in advance what is going to happen so that we may repent and love him, and stop doing these horrible things that we have been doing of fornication with false religions and denominations of man. All this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.